This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's likely you've already heard predictions that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, might force employers to lay off employees, reduce hours, and cut seasonal positions. But a report out today from the National Bureau of Economic Research finds that about 1 million workers could voluntarily leave their jobs because of the new health care law. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein explains why.
In 2005, something dramatic happened in Tennessee. Finances forced state officials to kick 170,000 people off the Medicaid program, which primarily serves low-income residents.
And that's the largest disenrollment in the history of Medicaid, so this was a pretty big change.
Tal Gross is a health economist at Columbia and a study co-author. What happened next, says Gross, is critical to understanding the potential impact of Obamacare.
Roughly half of the people who lost public coverage regained private coverage through an employer.
That's right. People went back to work just so they could have health insurance. Gross believes we'll likely see the exact opposite under the Affordable Care Act, with up to 900,000 people leaving their jobs, because for some, the option of subsidized insurance is better than work. Economist Joe Antos with the American Enterprise Institute says this is a kind of test for Obamacare.
If we see over time that people do, in fact, migrate from employers, then yeah, that's a pretty good indicator that things worked out well.
Anto says leaving a job behind is a sign there are affordable insurance options out there. But he says it also means able-bodied adults will get taxpayer-subsidized health coverage when they could be at work.
The question I think we have is, what is the cost to taxpayers? What is the cost to society?
This report, though, gets at something bigger. Obamacare weakens the bond between your job and your health insurance. MIT economist Amy Finkelstein says it's hard to make good choices with those two linked.
It's like, let's take a crazy example. Suppose we said the only way you can get food, you have to work 20 hours a week as a marketplace reporter. You would be better off if you could choose them separately. Some people like to be marketplace reporters and some people don't. Most people, though, do want food.
This report makes it clear the new law gives people choices they didn't have before, and that there's a price for that. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.